welcome to the First Right Podcast, your weekly dose of conservative news brought to you by Restoration of America. I'm your host, Hayden Ludwig, Research Director for Restoration News. Joining us this week is Trent Talbot, founder of Brave Books, rapidly becoming one of the conservative movement's premier Christian publishers. Folks, if you're not already a fan of Brave Books, you soon will be. Trent's been pumping out some of the finest kids' books and animated TV series that this dad has ever seen, and we think you'll agree. Trent, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So it's clear from your website that Brave Books isn't just a regular publisher. You're consciously Christian-led in an America that's increasingly hostile to the people of Christ. I would say you're equipping kids and parents to live faithfully on that spiritual battlefield, but how would you describe your mission?
Our mission is to be the brand that parents trust with their children's imaginations, to not only enthrall them, captivate their imaginations, but build their character while doing so.
So I'm interested in your background here because, you know, you weren't always in the book publishing business. Tell us where the idea for Brave Books came from.
It came a couple of weeks after my daughter Charlotte was born, my first daughter. So I was a happily practicing ophthalmologist, doing cataract surgery, treating glaucoma, just in the clinic every day. But when she was born, it's sort of like whenever you get a new car, you see that new car on the highway everywhere you go. I started to notice the culture war for the hearts and minds of our kids everywhere I went. You know, you have the indoctrination kids table at Barnes & Noble. Anti-Racist Baby was the number one book on Amazon. The trailer for the film Cuties came out. My best friend's 9-year-old daughter was gifted the latest Nancy Drew book, which had a trans character in it. And it was just sort of like one thing after another right after Charlotte was born. And for whatever reason, I just couldn't shake it. I couldn't stop thinking about it and daydreaming about what could potentially be done to shift culture away from that direction, and ended up with this idea for a publishing company and with its own universe and characters that kids fell in love with. But while they were falling in love with it, it instilled some solid values that would give them a solid foundation for whenever they went out into the world and started to hear some of these ideas that are so prevalent in culture today.
So I understand you're the mind, the genius behind a lot of these characters in this universe you've created here. Can you tell us a little bit about this for the folks listening?
Yeah, I wish I had my map handy. But we've created a world called Freedom Island. And it's just this really neat place. It's actually in the shape of the 13 colonies. And just got all these really cool landmarks that kids fall in love with. And we've created this cast of characters, both good guys, like Team Brave, Bongo Rebel, Asher, Valor, and Eva. They're all animal characters, so it's like an animal universe, as well as the legends of Freedom Island. But then also we have the villains like Blackheart and Culture the Vulture and Slubgob and all these characters that kids just fall in love with. And the idea, what makes Brave unique, is not really just the values. You know, as far as publishers, we're the first. We're a unique model. We've created this universe and we come out with a new book every single month. And so our customers, they subscribe to what we call the Freedom Island Book Club. And every month they get a new book that teaches one of these biblical foundational values. But every story takes place in Freedom Island. Every story sort of builds on the overarching narrative that we're telling with these stories. And now, you know, we've been doing it for 2.5 years, a little over 2.5 years, and kids are just like, they're obsessing over where these characters are headed and what's happening with the world and like what's going to happen with Valor and Blackheart, which is probably like too detailed to get into, but Valor is the biological son of Blackheart. Valor's a good guy, was adopted by author. And so like all this storyline drama, kids have fallen in love with it.
No, I love that. You know, I start to see your stuff everywhere, and you can tell the kids are really invested in this universe. They've got to know these characters and build little stories and relationships with them. You know, I'm a dad too, so I see how difficult it is to find this sort of thing. You don't want to feed your kids the kind of garbage we're seeing everywhere. You know, tell us, what kind of feedback are you finding from parents? I imagine very grateful parents
who are just struggling to find good kids' books and movies and TV shows and the like that actually share and promote Christian conservative patriotic values. What are you hearing from your customers?
Well, that they just really appreciate what we've done, because they, you know, parents today, they're sort of desperate for content that they can, one, trust with their kids, but also that will have a positive impact on them and will build their sense of right and wrong, as opposed to leave them confused and uncertain. And so just, we've got very loyal customers, and which is great for starting a business. And they're especially excited that we just announced that we're coming out with our first TV show, Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk, which is going to be like the modern Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, with Kirk Cameron as the new Mr. Rogers. It's got the traditional morality of Mr. Rogers, but it's big time modernized, high energy, hilarious dialogue, some animated stories. And, you know, because we're not in this deal just to fight in the culture war and land a few punches every now and then. We really are in it to win it. And in order to win the culture war, you have to win the battle on screens. And that's where just Christians, conservatives are getting our booties kicked. we're losing really bad. And so parents need more content on screen that's good for them.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. I do want to talk about this. This is a fascinating evolution from doing kids' books. You guys are already excelling in that, but to this new animated TV series, right? I mentioned earlier, being a dad, it is extremely difficult to find stuff that you want your kids to watch. I mean, the amount of garbage that the big studios are trying to force on our kids, market to our children, it's hard to find these high-quality, age-appropriate, and can we say non-cringy TV shows out there these days? I'm sure you completely agree. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit more about, you know, the subject matter.
Yeah, it's really difficult. It's like every single popular children's television show sort of follows the same path. They start off, you know, just some person has an idea and they put it together and it's great. It's, you know, kids love it. And then if they want that distribution on Netflix or Amazon Prime, or if they want YouTube to favor it, they sort of get incentivized to go along with this ideological agenda that ends up by season two or three, they start to roll out the propaganda.
And every time.
It happens every time. And so the way that we've gone about this this TV show is we're crowdfunding it. You know, we're asking our fans, the people out there that want to see this to help support it. So there's absolutely no strings attached. And the response has been incredible. We launched last week and we've already raised over $250,000 and just have a ton of positive momentum. So it's really exciting, not only for this TV show, but also just creating different avenues for creators like ourselves to come up with content that's independent and that these big streaming platforms don't have any say over.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big thing these days. Changing gears for a minute. So one thing that people may not be aware of is how your company has actually come to the rescue of several families targeted by woke libraries, right? Canceling or threatening to cancel their events, presumably for political or religious reasons. You know, in normal times, I think we'd call that censorship. These days, it's just called the mainstream media's approach to things or the progressive left's approach to things. What's been the response from these communities that you guys have come in and helped?
Yeah. So a little backstory on that. We got into a big fight with the public library system in 2023 when, you know, Kirk Cameron, his story hours that he wanted to do for his book were denied by over 50 libraries that had hosted drag queen story hours. And so that became a big thing. And we ended up going around the country doing these story hours at different libraries. And eventually on August, I think the 5th of 2023, we decided to put it in the hands of people across the country. And we had 300-400 different story hours happen in libraries, just parents, grandparents hosting themselves. Over 10,000 people showed up across the country. And, wow. But a lot of these events, they were getting canceled by, by these libraries, you know, from with librarians or library directors that had an agenda, and we basically just shined a light on these instances, got the media involved, got Kirk involved, and the vast majority of them ended up backing down, and they were able to host their events, which was really cool to see. You know, it shows that, you know, there can be a lot of bullying that happens, but if you stand your ground and you fight back, oftentimes they don't have any ground to stand on.
I think that's exactly right. These scolds are really built on a house of cards, right? You know, not to mix my metaphors here, that's really the way we approach these guys. And you mentioned something earlier, Brave Books is involved in the culture war right now. You know, we here at Restoration of America are fighting battles in that culture war every single day. I like to point out to folks that really, if you think about that, that culture war is a theological war, right? Will this country worship the triune God of the Bible or the progressive left's idols, which of course really is just mankind? You know, speaking more broadly though, what advice do you have for conservative parents and families who are really just tired of politics? They want to check out of these culture war battles, especially in an election year. They're sick of it. Should they do that? What advice can you give these people?
Well, I personally believe that, you know, it's that common saying, I think everybody's heard of it, that politics is downstream of culture. And I think that's where the real battle is played out. It is in our culture. And yeah, it's a battle worth fighting, in my opinion. And there's a lot of ways to do that. You don't have to do what I'm doing and start a company and create a whole universe and have 40 employees and all that stuff. You know, probably the best way to do it is to just do it in your own home and to raise your children well, really invest in your children. And then, you know, if the Lord puts anything on your heart to go beyond your own home, then that's great too. But that's the most important. You know, if we, you know, change doesn't start in the White House, it starts in your house.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, someone once said, there's not one square inch of ground on this earth over which Jesus Christ does not say, mine, right? We can't run from these battles. They're going to come for our kids no matter where we come. That's why we have to be prepared. We have to raise these believing soldiers who are aware that they live in a sinful, fallen world and are properly equipped to fight back through it. And Brave Books has helped filling that need. Trent, any parting words? And can you tell us where can we find your animated TV series and your great books?
Yeah. If you want to join the Freedom Mountain Book Club, best place to go is to bravebooks.com. And yeah, you can subscribe and get a new book every single month delivered to your doorstep. For the TV show, if you want to get behind that and help make that a reality, you can go to watchbrave.com, and we're crowdfunding it. And so it's the Kickstarter model in which we, for however much you give, we have different tiers where we give you different products and experiences and things like that. We've made it a really cool offering. So yeah, go check that out at watchbrave.com.
Watchbrave.com. Folks, be sure to support Brave Books. Trent Talbot, everybody, thank you so much for joining the show. Really, really, really appreciate it. And thank you, folks, for tuning in and supporting conservative voices working to expose the rot creeping into our country. It's only by working together and by praying together that we can restore the United States of America to greatness under Almighty and Sovereign God. Join us next week as the battle rages on.
First Right, a new kind of news summary without the liberal slant. Every morning, in your inbox, always free. Subscribe by texting First Right to 30161. That's First Right, all caps, one word, to 30161.